Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Extension Director Nancy Adrian about a class being held in Washington. A special program is coming to Washington County for farmers who are women. Can you explain what Annie's Project is?
Sure. Annie's Project is a farm business management class specifically designed for women. It's a six-session class. We meet about 3 hours per night. Covers a lot of topics that people will find interesting and necessary to know as they deal with their farm business.
And the course was offered for the first time in Iowa, in Washington County. Is that right?
That's right. It's been offered at this point, I believe, in 33 different states. But Washington County was the first to offer this in Iowa way back in 2004. And this class that we're offering starting in January happens to be the 101st offering in Iowa. So we're kind of excited to celebrate that anniversary.
And why do you feel it's important to offer a course like this?
Well, farming is a huge business, and there's a lot on the line. And I think it's really important that everyone involved in the operation understands the business and what's going on. There was a lot of research done into Annie's Project, and they felt like women might tend to learn better with their peers as opposed to a mixed group, and maybe they wouldn't feel intimidated asking certain questions, you know, or embarrassed. And so it's kind of a very non-threatening environment, you know. A lot of questions come out, and, you know, everything's fair game if you have a question.
And do you see more women getting more involved in their farm operations?
Oh, absolutely. I think in the last 10 years especially, I've noticed it. Not just doing the books or feeding the men. I mean, they're knee-deep into the operations and doing the chores and driving the tractors and marketing the grain, and, you know, they're doing it all.
And I've noticed when I've been interviewing 4-H students, there are more girls that are pursuing agriculture degrees in college.
That's right, and I think the statistics at Iowa State, it's a pretty even mix, almost 50-50 with men and women going into some sort of ag business.
And with Annie's Project being offered in Washington County in the past, what kind of feedback have you heard from people who've taken this before?
We've gotten very good feedback. A lot of things that maybe people had never thought of before, considered, a lot of things that maybe they'd never tackled before. So filling out a financial statement for the bank and working with your banker, types of insurance and what levels do you need to have. We talk about soils and managing money, and we get into human resources a little bit and dealing with your partners and how to communicate and so forth.
And if people are interested in signing up for this class, how do they do that?
They can give us a call out here at the Extension office. There is an online registration, or we do have a hard copy of a registration form that we can mail in with the payment. The deadline is actually January 2nd, but we can stretch that out a little bit. And so we can take registrations after that date as well.
And is there a class size limit?
25 would be our maximum.
So what are you hoping that the women who enroll in this class, what are you hoping they take away from it?
I hope that they network and realize that there's other people doing the same things that they are. So maybe we can develop a network of people to call if you have questions, know what all the resources are out there, and programs that are available through the USDA and Farm Service Agency, you know, through their insurance agents, knowing what questions to ask. Sometimes you don't know what you don't know. And so hopefully this will raise some good questions and get people to thinking about what their next step is.
That's been today's Washington Page with Nancy Adrian, Director of Washington County Extension. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.